This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Russian troops who have been occupying Chernobyl are beginning to leave, and they're moving towards Belarus. That's according to the Telegram and Axios. And as you remember, Russian troops seized control of the Chernobyl power plant. It's located about 80 miles north of Kyiv. And this was one of the first things they did when Russia invaded Ukraine. Now, knowing the history of Chernobyl, I was wondering how protected the soldiers were in terms of radiation suits. You know, one of the reasons why the city surrounding Chernobyl is not inhabited is because of the levels of radiation. So when we heard Russian soldiers took over Chernobyl, I was like, where did they get all those suits? Where did they get all the radiation or did they just go in? Well, I guess that question is being answered, as many Russian troops are being treated for radiation poisoning. They are going to Belarus and being treated there. That's according to an employee at the Ukrainian state agency overseeing this exclusion zone, is claimed. Yaroslav Yamilenko said that another batch of Russians had been taken to the Belarusian Radiation Medicine Center in Gomel. And this was after the nuclear power plant workers said the Russian soldiers' lack of anti-radiation gear when they seized the Chernobyl site last month was quote-unquote suicidal. Now, this just makes no sense. Why would... This is why, I mean, if Putin, you know, whoever's managing the Russian part of this war is crazier than we thought. Yeah, but we didn't really get a lot of details. We just knew that they took over Chernobyl and there's people working there under duress. So we just assume they took the proper precautions, I guess. They say at least 7 busloads of Russian soldiers had arrived at the Republican Scientific and Practical Center for Radiation Medicine and Human Ecology. Yamilenko said the Kremlin's men had fallen ill because they failed to follow rules for dealing with the Chernobyl nuclear plant and the surrounding highly toxic zone known as the, quote, Red Forest. With minimal intelligence in command or soldiers, these consequences could have been avoided. Radiation protection is mandatory. They said radiation is physics. It works without regards to status or shoulder straps. So workers at the site this week said Russian soldiers last month drove without protective equipment through the Red Forest, kicking up clouds of radioactive dust. Well, that could cause internal radiation to their bodies. I was wondering what the heck was going on. And you see people just out there. They're not necessarily, you know, showing protection or having protection. So we're hearing that Russian soldiers are leaving and moving towards Belarus. Well, that's why. Now, let me just kind of go over. I had spoken to you guys about potassium iodide tablets. That's not, they need a hell of a lot more than that. Potassium iodide, all that does is protect the thyroid from picking up the radiation. They will need that too. But in terms of, you know, radiation sickness, I mean, there's so many signs of that. So they can have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, body aches, fatigue, weakness, fever, dizziness, confusion. they'll have internal bleeding, so you might see blood in their stool, blood in their vomit, rashes, hair loss, mood disorder, dehydration, convulsions, coma, and more. So what's sad about that is if that's the immediate, then what about the long term? And, you know, the long term, according to the World Health Organization, after Chernobyl, there were solid neoplasms and circulatory system diseases, meaning like leukemia, so like blood cancers. And they say the number of leukemia cases attributed to the radiation in their cohort of you know, was 30, but I believe it was a lot more. Again, we can't really trust what's coming out of Russia. But the World Nuclear Association said there had been no increase attributable to Chernobyl in congenital abnormalities, adverse pregnancy outcomes, or any other radiation-induced disease in the general population. I think that's still up for debate. As people in the area, they, again, if it wasn't reported, if miscarriages happened, you know, it was a cluster what happened in the 80s, and still there's fallout. Thyroid cancer cases were increased in surrounding countries. In the aftermath, they said 6 out of every 100,000, I guess, screened in the Turkish population was getting thyroid cancer. So that's why the potassium iodide tablets, you know, come into play. But we'll see what happens. I can't say for sure if Russia is completely abandoning Chernobyl and leaving it to Ukraine, or if they're just, you know, taking out individuals that are ill, but I don't see them replacing them. But I guess two Ukrainian workers told Reuters that they had witnessed Russian tanks and other armored vehicles moving through the Red Forest, which is the most radioactively contaminated part of the zone. I guess the site got its name when dozens of square kilometers of pine trees turned red after absorbing radiation from the 1986 explosion. The vast area around Chernobyl now is off limits to anyone who does not work there or have special permission. The Red Forest, though, is so highly contaminated that usually nobody goes there anyway. Yeah, nuclear plant workers don't, but the Russian military convoy did. They went through the zone. They used it as an abandoned road. So basically what happened is some general thought it was a bright idea that they could capture Chernobyl by going through the abandoned road. Well, the abandoned road was through the, you know, radiation forest. It's ridiculous. The 1-877-DOCTOR.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what's going on with the boosters and why are we possibly making some big mistakes when it comes to public health and future vaccine rollouts? And I think the problem we're having is this concept of burst immunity or this concept of one shot doesn't cover you. Every few months, it looks like you're going to need another shot. And Americans aren't really buying that. We've only have, I think, about 44.8% of the country who have gotten a booster. And we're expecting less to get the fourth booster. And I'm worried because if people get so fatigued and sick of the vaccines, that what happens when we finally get a new and improved one, and we could slowly start to do the, okay, guys, you only need to get this once a year or twice a year. I think people are starting to, and they've even been telling me, they're like, I don't want to put anything more into my body. And they're not crazy. Like, remember originally people who didn't want the vaccine, the media wanted them to be, you know, outed as crazy and, you know, not allowed. All these, you know, public officials say, well, they can't go to a restaurant, they can't go to church, they can't do things if they don't have the vaccine. It is not that uncommon to have that instinct of, wait a second, how many more times am I going to put something into my body? And one of the main reasons why we have fatigue, there's a few reasons for the booster fatigue, is people thought that the shot was going to be one and done. Or I get the series and I'm good. Then we found out immunity waned at the same time as a new variant would come. Like, well, you need another one. Now we're being told that the immunity waned again. People got Omicron, whether they were vaccinated, boosted or not. True. Hospitalization numbers were down. Death rates were down. I do believe the vaccine protects you. But now we're being told in about a year and 2 months. So some people, this is within a 12-month period, are now being told to get a fourth shot. Americans don't like the idea of getting a vaccine every few months. So the way it is now with the boosters, with Pfizer and Moderna, so with Pfizer is you get your first shot, 3 weeks later you get your second shot, then 5 months later you could get your booster. Remember originally it was 6 months, they lowered it to 5 months later you could get your booster, and then if you're over 50 now, 4 months after that booster you can now get another one. So some people are already going to start getting their fourth shot. With Moderna, it's first shot, 28 days later, second shot, 5 months later, third shot, and if you're over 50, you can get your fourth shot. If you're immunocompromised, have medical conditions at risk for you know, severe COVID, you could get a fourth booster if you want. A lot of people are getting them. They're like, I'm getting my fourth booster. Good for you. Wonderful. But a lot of people are going, look, I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm scared. And I don't want to put another shot in my body. And an issue that some people are having is some of them had a side effect that didn't seem to be one of the typical side effects. So typical side effects of these vaccines might be the Moderna arm, where you get the red arm, fever, body aches, feeling tired, maybe some breast tenderness, some lymph node swelling, myocarditis, chest pain, trouble breathing, palpitations, fatigue, weakness, things like that. Or some people had anaphylaxis. Well, other people have been getting some other sorts of, you know, issues, like their period stopped, or they started bleeding when they haven't had a period in a while, or they have the ringing in the ears, or sudden hearing loss. And so you have a lot of people out there that have reached out to me and said, look, does that mean my third shot or my fourth shot is going to really do the end? And you have a lot of doctors out there that are like, I don't know what to tell the patient. I don't want to say they're allergic, because they're not necessarily allergic, but I also don't want them to have a bad side effect or a worsening side effect. And so this is different. Now, people say it's not different. We've had vaccines, we've had vaccine side effects for a while, nothing new. No, what's new is people are getting four shots within 1 year. That is a little new. You know, I mean, with the exception of what infants go through. So if you got the flu shot, you didn't do well with the flu shot, it was, you know, 1 year to the next, nobody's mandating it, but this is different. And people are nervous and like, well, I get that you don't usually have allergic reaction first time around, but am I tempting fate by getting four shots within a year or a little over a year? And so it's worrying people. Those that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and were told, you know what, 2 months later, you probably need to get an mRNA or you need to get a booster. By the way, so if a Johnson & Johnson gets then the mRNA, then it follows like the mRNA booster, then you would go and get, you know, 5 months later, you could get your third, and then 4 months later, you could get your fourth shot if you're over 50. So what we're doing with COVID is a sort of burst immunity or boost immunity, not really a technical term, but that rather than giving you one shot, one and done for the year like flu, or a series and done for life like we do with polio, it's, all right, every few months we're going to give you a shot to boost and burst your immune system so you can fight the next wave, then it comes down. Now, some people like it. Some people are like, you know what, I can live with that. Every few months we get a new wave. So good. Give me a boost. Let me get that burst immunity. I'll be covered for the next wave. Then hopefully the wave goes down. A few months later, I get another one. Some people are fine with that. And there are a lot of people who get treatments that way, where every few months they get a shot for something. Some people are very comfortable with that. But the average American isn't. And so they feel like they were promised. There were a lot of false promises. Many Americans I've spoken to are saying, look, you promised that all we had to do was get the vaccine and we'd be good. And then it turns out you could still get sick. And even though we say, look, yeah, but it diminished hospitalization risk and death risk, yeah, people were still grumpy about it. And I get that. All we have to do is wear the mask and we won't get COVID. Well, yeah, they still got COVID. All we have to do is social distance. Well, yeah, you can still get COVID. COVID outsmarts that. It can travel longer than 6 feet. Well, you said if we got the booster, we'll be good. Now you're saying, no, the immunity wanes. We need another one. So many people are looking at public officials as, come on, man. And I'm worried because I really think there's even going to be bigger fish to fry than COVID. And I worry that the way we handled COVID with the mandating the vaccine, or that's what really ticked people off. We forced people to get a vaccine or that lose their job, that lose the ability to feed their family. They got it and they still got COVID. And they now have to get another vaccine. People are really starting to rebel. They're like, I'm done. Now, again, I think it's fantastic we have the vaccines out there. For those of you that want it, that's good. I mean, for those of you over 50 that qualify or immunocompromised, I think it will protect you. And it looks like we kind of need this burst immunity, where as we're going to see another wave, you know, it will help boost your antibodies. Are you protected against all the variants? No. We still don't have a newly formulated shot. And I kind of wish we had a new formulated shot that you could get once a year like the flu shot. But it's not looking like that's happening. I still don't know when we're going to have a new formulated shot. So right now, every few months, we're getting the old shot. Does it boost our immunity? Yes. Is it long-lasting? No. So I get the frustration. You know, as a doctor, as somebody in public health, yes, we recommend those of you that want protection, don't want to end up in the hospital or dying from COVID, the best thing we have right now is this vaccine. Mind you, it's the older version of the virus. It's not ideal, but it's the best thing we have right now. For those of you frustrated with that, I hear you. I think most doctors and public officials are frustrated with that. But it's just, you know, we got to work with what we have. And so it looks like what we're doing right now is this little burst immunity sort of thing where every few months we're going to, you know, let you get that little extra burst, that little extra boost, and then, boom, when you need more, you get it again. And I do have to honor those concerns of patients, of people going, but look, if I keep injecting something into myself every few months, will I develop an allergy? We don't know. I get why you're concerned. We don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to tap the U.S. oil reserve again in an attempt to control spiking gas prices. The White House announced an average of 1 million additional barrels of oil will be put on the market from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve each day over the next 6 months. This comes as AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.22 a gallon to fill up. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says over 10 million people will be arrested at the border during the 4 years of the Biden presidency. Patrick saying the president doesn't care about the lives of people and the risks they're taking to cross the border.
You know, in the old days, Elvis used to say TCB, taking care of business. Biden's version of that is GCB, green card, citizenship, and voting.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed a 15-week abortion ban into law Wednesday as the Supreme Court considers a similar law in Mississippi and appears poised to let it stand. The new Arizona law protects life and makes abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy illegal, except in cases of medical emergency. The law also makes it a felony for doctors to commit abortions in violation of the law. Astronomers make a discovery that has everyone at NASA talking. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindel.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't really get what politicians do all the time or what politicians say. Now, I think sometimes their timing is off. Now, I get that Donald Trump might be thinking, former President Donald Trump might be thinking Putin might not be in power much longer. So any evidence he has on Hunter Biden, pony it up. Just sadly, the timing isn't there. I don't think Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had proper timing when they were complaining about the millions they lost leaving the royal family while people were suffering through the COVID recession.
Representative Maxine Waters told a bunch of homeless people to go home. Did you guys hear about this? That she tried to cover up the story? Man, this is, I get people have gaffes. But I guess there was an event held by nonprofit advocacy group Fathers and Mothers Who Care. And it was meant to help the unhoused obtain emergency shelter. And so Maxine Waters was there. And I guess there was some confusion. And I guess more people came than expected. And hundreds of homeless people tried to obtain Section 8 housing vouchers. They were misled by social media rumors that I guess everybody was going to have a place to live. And so these would-be applicants apparently crashed an event. So Maxine Waters told the crowd, "I want everybody to go home." Well, they responded as, "We don't got no home. That's why we're here," unquote. One member of the crowd said, "What home are we going to go to?" So, you know, when you're elected legislative representative tells homeless people to go home, there is such a disconnect. Waters apparently responded, according to New York Post, saying nothing is going to happen here today. Then she grew frustrated by a question from the local housing advocacy nonprofit. "Excuse me, there's nobody in Washington who works for the people any blanking harder than I do. I don't want to hear this no, no, no." So apparently, I guess she realized there was going to be coverage of this. And New York Post said she tried to stop the publication of this news story. She reportedly told an LA Times scribe, "You'll hurt yourself and the community trying to put this together." Investigative reporter Connor Sheets detailed the March 25th incident that happened in South Los Angeles. So, you know, one homeless disabled person, Joyce Burnett, told the Times that Walters instructed the crowd to come back to the South Angeles, Los Angeles office with appropriate documents. She said Maxine Waters was here, and she said to come back Tuesday with her paperwork filled out. "I have it, everything they asked for, but every time we get near the front of the line, they shut the door. They opened the door about 20 minutes ago and said they're not servicing anyone else today." When LA Times asked Representative Waters about the story, she said it's a bunch of rumors. She said, "You'll hurt yourself in the community trying to put this together without background. I don't want you to start trying to write it. You won't understand it." So our homeless problem, whether it's in California, whether it's in Nevada, Chicago, New York, it's huge. And it is shifted. Many of these people that are homeless are veterans. Many of these people that are homeless are disabled. Many have mental health issues that haven't been treated in a while. Many are people that lost their job, lost their marriage, lost their home, got evicted. And then some of them were also migrants that came into the country that are now here and may not be able to get a job, or illegal immigrants, or undocumented migrants. So we have more and more people and more presence from the unhoused or homeless population. You cannot give them conflicting information. They don't have an iPhone. They don't have an email. They don't have a P.O. box. If they're homeless, and I understand there's not enough Section 8 housing. I get that this is going to be a tough transition. But, we're asking to spend all this money on helping people and migrants coming over the border. Where is the focus on our current homeless population? Why aren't we, stopping the faucet? We talk about Title 42 expiring, and now I guess a whole procession of migrants are coming now to the border. There's going to be a huge influx of people at the end of the month. Did we take care of our homeless population yet? And people are saying it's overwhelming. Maxine Waters looked overwhelmed. the facilities and those trying to process are feeling overwhelmed, well, then can we slow things down a bit until they catch up? But no. We're spending a lot of resources and a lot of time taking people in that aren't American citizens. And I want America to be, you know, have a great immigration policy. I come from immigrants on my father's side, very appreciative, but there has to be a process. It has to be streamlined. Now, in NASA news, NASA's Hubble Space Telescope has established a new benchmark by detecting the light of a star that existed within the first billion years after the universe's birth in the Big Bang, if we're going with the Big Bang theory, but the farthest individual star ever seen to date. They say this find is huge and even farther back in time from the previous single star record holder. This was detected by Hubble in 2018. The star existed when the universe was about 4 billion years old, or 30% of its current age. At that time, astronomers referred to as a redshift 1.5. I guess they used the word redshift according to NASA, because as the universe expands, light from the distant objects is stretched or shifted to longer, redder wavelengths as it travels towards us. Very cool. The newly detected star, they say, is so far away that its light has taken 12.9 billion years to reach Earth, appearing to us as it did when the universe was only 7% of its current age at redshift 6.2. If you guys get all this, that's fantastic. The smallest objects previously seen at such a great distance are clusters of stars embedded inside galaxies. So they said they didn't believe it at first, but it was so much farther than the previous most distant highest redshift star. So they have been able to see even farther with their Hubble's Relic Reionization Lensing Cluster Survey Program. That was data collected during that program, led by co-author Dan Coe at the Space Telescope Science Institute. They say normally at these distances, entire galaxies look like small smudges, with the light from millions of stars blended together. They say the galaxy hosting this star has been magnified and distorted by gravitational lensing into a long crescent we name the Sunrise Arc. Now, I don't understand a lot of this, but damn, does it sound cool. So they studied the galaxy in detail, and they found an extremely magnified star they call Arendelle. It means morning star in Old English. I know, I was thinking it was Elvish also from Lord of the Rings, but that's Rivendell. This is called Arendelle. They said it existed so long ago that it may not have had all the same raw materials as the stars around us today. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So studies are mixed with ivermectin, and we have another study now saying it doesn't work. Although originally we had multiple researchers saying there's a role, we should be using this. The study out of Malaysia a couple months ago said no therapeutic benefit. Now we have a study out of Brazil saying no therapeutic benefit. Now, this is not the study coming out of Minneapolis. Apparently, that study is still going on. The University of Minneapolis or University of Minnesota Medical School, they are still conducting a trial looking at the effectiveness of ivermectin. About 1,300 people, I believe, have signed up for the trial. We don't have data yet. We thought it was nearing completion.
They're looking at some repurposed drugs. I believe they're looking at like glucophage, metformin, ivermectin, as well as fluvoxamine. So we're really excited about those results when they come out, being that it's, you know, University of Minnesota Medical School kind of looks at you. You seem to kind of trust a little bit more of the science when it's in your own country, so to speak. So we don't have a lot of information yet, even though there has been, you know, many earlier case studies suggesting that metformin has a role, fluvoxamine, which is a SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and ivermectin have a role. But the latest study says no. So they say in the United States, ivermectin prescriptions soared to 88,000 per week last August from a baseline of 3,600, according to the CDC. And the reason why is people like Joe Rogan, Dennis Prager, Aaron Rodgers from the Packers said they took it. And you saw them get better from COVID. Now, mind you, Aaron Rodgers, I think, also got monoclonal antibodies. I think Dennis Prager did too. I think all of them also got hydroxychloroquine. So it's really hard to say which got the credit. Not to mention, Aaron Rodgers keeps himself in pretty good shape. So there's a chance that he would have gotten mild COVID anyway. And so it's hard because I really want us to be able to have something that's inexpensive and us able to go to. And when somebody said ivermectin worked for them, it's exciting news. The problem is when it comes to the FDA putting their seal of approval, they are going to be liable if they didn't vet it properly. So let's say there's some side effects associated with it, or it doesn't work. If they say it's FDA approved and then it doesn't work, people are going to say, but yeah, you made me waste time on a 5-day course when you knew it wouldn't work. And the FDA's problem is a medicine from Merck like molnupiravir or Paxlovid from Pfizer are brand new virgin drugs. No baggage, no history, just some recent studies saying there's efficacy against COVID. I guess 30% for molnupiravir, I think 80 to 90% Paxlovid. Not a lot of drama, not a lot of baggage, not old side effects that could come up from, oh yeah, this was around in the 90s, this happened to this one patient, you should know. FDA seems to like the brand new, you know, clean slate medications. It's cleaner. But people are like, look, where is the Paxlovid? Where is the molnupiravir? I don't want to die of COVID. If I'm hearing that ivermectin worked, I want to use it. So there are multiple clinical trials still going on. But this latest one, the Together study conducted in Brazil, is the largest clinical trial looking at the effects of ivermectin on COVID to date. And it does support the findings of some other smaller studies that have found no significant benefit to ivermectin treatment. What they did is look at 3,500 COVID patients, randomly assigned treatment of either ivermectin, placebo, or a third intervention. Now, the study was double-blind, meaning there was no bias in terms of, okay, I'm going to give you this pill because I think it's going to work on you. Nobody knew if they were getting placebo, ivermectin, what they were getting. The people giving it out didn't know either. It's double-blind. And they are saying, according to the researchers, treatment with ivermectin did not result in a lower incidence of medical admission to a hospital due to progression of COVID-19 or of prolonged emergency department observation among outpatients with an early diagnosis of COVID-19. So the study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and that is now making headlines as ivermectin may not work. As I've said before, I think what's happening with hydroxychloroquine, with ivermectin, with fluvoxamine, with metformin, even Viagra, I mean, there's so many things where these studies have come out saying, there's something to it. In fact, with ivermectin, some of these studies, one was last summer in the American Journal of Therapeutics, and they said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions of COVID deaths are possible using ivermectin. Another study found it was efficacious in limiting disease, but only mild illness. Researchers from Dhaka Medical College found a five-day course of ivermectin in 72 hospital patients to clear the virus earlier if used with doxycycline or without. Researchers from College of Medicine, University of Baghdad, a small study, only 87 patients, but they found a combo of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and azithromycin to shorten hospital stay, increase efficacy. So the NIH, the World Health Organization, they are saying there's insufficient evidence. In fact, the World Health Organization only approves it for clinical trials. So because these other studies were small, they're not, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, shall we say, accepted as science. I wish I could, you know, give you guys a little bit more guidance because I understand COVID is scary. We keep being told you got to get the vaccine, you got to get the vaccine because you could die of COVID. So somebody wanting to turn to a medication, they're not crazy. They're trying to save their life. How does ivermectin work? They think it might play a role in blocking the virus viral proteins from taking over a cell's nucleus and DNA. Still, again, you know, when these studies say, well, it didn't work, sometimes it just stops there. So I think the University of Minnesota study is going to be probably one of the last big ones that will allow any sort of movement from the FDA on ivermectin. But if they come out and say, nah, it didn't do much, then I don't see the FDA ever approving ivermectin for COVID. And then there's going to be this big debate on, you know, like, for example, in Maine, a doctor is now in trouble for prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for her patients. Her patients still ended up in the hospital with COVID. I don't think they had side effects, per se, to the medications. It just didn't seem to work. But medical boards are like, look, guys, you know, we don't want you prescribing something, giving people false hope. So and I've said this from the beginning, I think some people benefit from it, some don't. I think, just like with COVID, some people get mild COVID, some people get deadly COVID. I think some people may have benefits, some won't. You know how many times somebody goes, this antibiotic doesn't work on me? Or marijuana never gives me a high. I don't get it. We all have different makeups. And so for some of us, something might just be the perfect fit. For some of us, no, won't work. Now, I mean, we might not be able to identify. That's why, you know, there's all these kind of genetic tests now where we could do precision medicine. Who's going to do better with a statin drug than somebody else? Why wouldn't that science also apply to ivermectin? So, you know, we want to use the medicines that we know will work. But until we get access to them, what are Americans supposed to do? 1-877-DOC-LA.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.